and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Loose Lips. Thank you, Hunter, for that great introduction.
Oh, no worries. Always doing it for DJ Lucky.
It's the sexy Loose Lips voice.
You
I
like
love
that?
It. I love it.
I love doing it for you. Loose Lips, best show on Bangin' Radio.
Oh, yes, it is. Besides the tailgate, of course.
No, definitely better than the tailgate.
Definitely better.
I'm willing to admit that right now. I mean, your show's about sex there, Lucky.
It's about sex, but today it's more about everything that's been going on. I mean, literally, there is so much that has happened in the past week. The Grammys, everyone already knows, Whitney Houston, horrible, horrible. I have so much information about Whitney Houston, like a page worth of just random, not random, but everything that happened to her, you know, her death, who was there, what people are saying about how she died. So we'll get into that later. I kind of wanted to talk about the Grammys first. Did you watch the Grammys?
I didn't watch the Grammys. However, I did watch the highlights on like the local news, you know, and of course, you know, Yahoo and you know, all the
Did you see any of the performances?
I didn't see any of the performances. I was really upset about that. I did hear, however, mm-hmm. I did hear that via Facebook, of course, and Twitter, because everybody goes on that in a ridiculous amount of time whenever there's a big event.
Well, yeah, the main events are earthquake, rain, death, and, you know.
You're talking about, like, as far as Facebook statuses.
As far as Facebook statuses go.
Oh, of course. I mean, if you didn't know there was an earthquake, you would have known.
There was an earthquake today.
Really?
A 3.9 in Vallejo.
Vallejo, California.
And you know how I found out?
Facebook.
Exactly.
Social media, obviously. I mean, what do you expect?
Well, yeah.
But what I did hear, though, however, and you can elaborate on this, of course, is I saw a lot of negative posts, and I was getting a negative vibe for Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Oh, woo. You need to watch her performance. It is the weirdest thing I have ever seen. I think it's offensive almost in a way because I'm a Catholic.
Okay.
And her performance was her little alter ego, Roman. And first of all, prior to the show, she comes in to the show on the red carpet. She's dressed in like a red Pope outfit. And she has with her, escorting her, like a guy dressed as the Pope.
As in like the actual like head
yeah
pope,
here
like,
wait, wait,
the pope.
I'm gonna pull it up for you so you can get a visual, but
all right,
so let's type that puppy in. So she came in, I guess it was okay that, you know, she did that whole thing, but the whole thing with her performance, it was about an exorcism. Look at that.
Isn't oh that, wow yeah no we're looking at a it's almost like a Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, it looks
sort of outfit with her.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. And so she did that whole thing because you know how, you know, she has to make her little statement, whatever. But so she does her performance and it's she did this song.
Did she do Monster?
I think so, maybe.
Because if she did Monster and did it like in this sort of motif.
I don't really listen to her music because I think she's ridiculous, but she did this song where so theatrical. I hate when stuff is really theatrical. That's why I'm not the biggest fan of Lady Gaga.
You don't like Lady Gaga?
I mean,
here's a question for you then.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a two-part question I could say? One, do you think Lady Gaga is talented? And two, is it the reason why you dislike her because of her theatricals and the over the top, or is it because you honestly believe that she is not a talented artist, not a talented singer?
No, I think she's a talented artist. Like when it was some award show when she sang with Elton John.
Okay.
I thought her voice was beautiful. I thought it was a great performance.
I'm with you on that. I believe her voice is beautiful as well.
But the theatrics of it just, I'm not a big like theater person. I don't like musicals very much. I'd rather, you know, go to a concert and hear the songs. I don't want a whole performance. I just want to hear the music, you know? Like, you know, Coldplay. Coldplay had a great performance. Great performance.
Well, now there's two different sides to that. There's great music and then there's great performances where you could make the argument, and this is the argument I make. Just for example, Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. She might not, not might. I can't stand her. I think she's not talented at all. It's quite sad the way her career has spiraled. But yet she's not a singer or an artist. She's an entertainer. And yeah. I feel like Lady Gaga though is an artist.
Both.
She's very talented, mm-hmm. but she's also one of those over the top entertainers. She's not like Adele. Where Adele,
I love Adele.
See, amazing voice, amazing talent, but yet she's content with just putting her concerts where she's just literally at a piano and that's it. You don't have all the pomp and circumstance like you would at a Lady Gaga concert.
Yeah. It's just, I guess I just have a different taste in music. I like, you know, old fashioned. I like, you know, just going to the concert for the music, not for the whole show they're gonna put on, not for her coming out of the sky flipping and, you know,
and rightfully
flame
so
everywhere, but flames everywhere. I would just rather, you know, like Adele, I want to see her stand in front of a microphone and belt it because her music
rightfully
is
so
fabulous.
That's what you in essence, that's what a concert is. You go to see them perform their music. So you're absolutely right in saying that.
I mean, it's okay, you know, to get involved with the audience, but I don't know. I think it's too much. I think it's you know, wanting too much attention and being overly, what's the word? Just
eccentric.
Yeah.
Out
over
there?
The top,
over the top,
over the top. It's, I feel like it's too over the top because, you know, bands like the Beatles and, you know, the Beach Boys and Nirvana and Pink Floyd and all of those kind of bands, they are famous today and will be famous for years and years, hundreds of years, because of their music. And I think that's what makes someone an artist. Not by the show they put on. Go be an actor if you want to put on a show. You know?
But isn't it the same? I mean, part of the going to a concert and going to see a band live is because it's different than the album version. I mean, you mentioned Coldplay earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't go and just play the music. I've never been to a Coldplay concert, mm-hmm. but what I've heard is they are one of the better shows. They're better entertainers.
Yeah.
Because of the other stuff that they put forward. It's more than just the music. There's a lot of flash and stuff, but it's a good show.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that, because my friend, she went to a Coldplay concert, she showed me all the videos. It's a show. But it's not like there's a plot with every, you know, I feel like I'd be in a theater if I was watching Lady Gaga or Nicki Minaj. With Coldplay, it's more like you got crazy lights everywhere, you know, you have all your crazy musical instruments. He has that piano, that super cool piano. And I don't, because they're not actors, you know. So they're not, they might get involved with the audience. They might, you know, do some things like, you know, standing up and everything and going through the audience or, you know, having special people come in. But it's not like they don't have all these crazy props on stage where they're talking for half the song and they're doing, you know, they have this whole plot to the entire song. You know what I'm talking about? Like, because with Lady Gaga or with Nicki Minaj, her performance was this whole, like, it was like watching a mini movie. She came out and she came out of this weird pod and she comes out and she's first there was a movie, a little movie on that showed her, you know, acting like the devil. And she was like, her head was like creaking back. And then she like climbed up onto the ceiling And then she comes out, she starts, you know, doing her stupid little rap. I think she's a horrible rapper, by the way. And
I actually like her raps.
I don't like her raps. I just, I don't know. It's too much. It's over the top. I don't know.
Well, again, I don't necessarily go and watch her performances. I just listen to the music. Yeah. I just listen to the music.
I mean, I agree that there's some that are catchy, but, you know.
You think what I'm getting at is, I think what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you think that you saw a musical rather than...
I feel like I watched a performance rather than... Because... The song
and over the top of performance is what you
and over the top performance. Okay. One, the song that she sang was horrible, and you know, two.
That's a tough one though for artists, I think, especially at the Grammys where you have one song. Which one do you choose? Do you choose the hit that everybody likes?
You have to watch it though. It is just it's awful. I mean, you know, there's going to be some tweens out there who are like, "Yeah, I love this song," but they don't know real music.
What is real music to you then?
Real music is you know, I love my reggae, of course.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you were talking Revolution, Slightly Soja, Stupid, Soja.
But, you know, I love older bands. I love Pink Floyd. I love the Beatles.
A lot of people wouldn't. Now, a lot of people, you said tweens, like obviously, you know, we're not 13, 14 years old anymore. That generation... I mean, they could give a damn about, you know, the Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, and those classic rock bands.
Which
so I think
is
a
sad.
Lot of people would exactly, and I think a lot of people commend you.
But that's why I'm glad that there's bands around like Coldplay, like Foster the People.
Oh, I love Foster the People.
I love Florence and the Machine. I love her. Love everything she does. I'm glad that there's still bands around like that. I love Adele. I think she has such like a jazz, like soul kind of thing going on with her. And I'm glad that, you know, our generation can appreciate that. I'm glad that it's not all just about Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Kesha, and Britney Spears.
There's a fine line, I think, between those performers. I mean, that's like, I don't know, could you call that club music? I mean, that's music that you play.
It's pop.
That's music that you play when you're getting ready to go to a party and you want to pregame it, or you're getting your hair done or whatever.
Yeah.
That's that kind of music. And then if you really want to appreciate music, there's, like you mentioned, yeah, I mean, like Foster the People, that's something that you could appreciate.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Plus, her performance, I think, was totally disrespectful to the church. I really do.
So that's your biggest problem with it then.
I mean, the over-the-topness is my biggest, but my...
But it did irk you a tad.
It did bother me a little bit because I am Catholic. I've been raised in a Catholic family. You know, I've done the confirmation, but, you know, all that stuff. I'm not the biggest, like, religious person, you know.
You're not Tebow.
I'm not Tim Tebow. No. But, you know, I do believe and I have, you know, I have my separate beliefs, but Catholic. So
you're completely entitled to your right, though, to be offended by that. Because
I will just the performance itself. She was, you know, going through this exorcism and this Pope is like dancing around and she had these like demon things. And then she starts floating in the air because she's, you know, going through this exorcism. And I just didn't think it was appropriate. I'll watch a scary movie about it, but I just don't think it was appropriate. For the Grammys.
Do you think that might have been her expression as far as, I mean, because I don't know if she is a believer. I don't know if she's Catholic. I don't know what her religious beliefs are. But do you think that might have been an expression of who she thinks she is inside, like, and wants, or do you think it was too theatrical to even be taken seriously?
I think it was too theatrical. Period. But okay. I also think, you know, you have to. When you're doing something in front of so many people, anything you say, anything you do could offend someone. And I think that, but
that's not that fair to say.
No, I mean, but I think that she offended a lot of people. I was reading about it that the church, the Vatican commented on it.
Really?
Yes. They commented on it.
If you get the Vatican commenting on you, probably did something wrong.
I think it was the Vatican, some Catholic church, something. No, yeah, look it up. But, you know, they commented on it saying that it was offensive. And, you know, I know that, you know, Catholic people bitch about a lot of things that are offensive, but I think that if you get enough attention that the church comments on it. I think we're, it's, yeah, see, look, the priest was in it, and it was, it was just the exorcism of Roman.
I mean, she's performing exorcisms on stage. I think we might have a little bit of a problem more than just offending people. I think maybe she is possessed.
I feel, I agree. I just don't know. I don't like her.
She's got a little devil inside her?
I think she does. A performance that was good was Rihanna. She did We Found Love. And then, you know, that's
not a bad song.
Oh, it's
it's not that bad of a song. I'm not a big Rihanna fan.
I hear it like 20 times a day at work, and I still love it.
I'm not a big Rihanna fan, but I mean, that it's a catchy song.
I was never a Rihanna fan until her recent album. And
really?
And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh,
what was
like
it
her.
That kind of that flipped like the switch? What do you think it was?
I think it's just her music just has that catchiness to it, and it's not. I feel like she's different than people like Nicki Minaj.
What makes her different?
She has the pop to her, but you know, like with one of her songs, Man Down. It's got some reggae in it, and she has.
Well, that was a remake of another song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a remake. I'll try to find out for you right now. But I know that was a remake of another song, and she actually got a lot of backlash. I wouldn't say backlash, but it was very controversial as far as her music video. Have you seen the music video for the song?
For Man Down?
Yes.
Where she shot the guy? Yeah.
She got a lot of criticism for that, but her defense was, you know, this isn't necessarily my original song. I'm paying tribute.
Yeah.
To another, obviously it was a reggae song, and I'll find out who originally made the song first. But that was first a cover, and I think that's kind of cool when artists tribute. I mean, to me, that's the biggest. If you get your song covered,
oh yeah,
that's the biggest honor. Absolutely,
big compliment. I don't know. There's something different about her. I don't know what it is. If you listen to her first couple albums compared to, I mean, a couple of her songs that she recently put out, I think there's a big difference. Like between Pawn to Replay. Do you remember that song, Pawn to Replay?
That must have been, what, middle school?
Yeah.
My goodness.
That was one of her first songs. If you compare that to like We Found Love, it's just...
Well, she's matured as an artist.
I also love the video, the music video for We Found Love. I think it is an awesome video.
It's freakishly scary how much the actor I know she was going
looks
for this
like
looks
Chris
like
Brown.
Chris Brown and the fighting and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very well done music video. That's
one thing
I can really appreciate are great music videos.
It's great. It's great. But she had a good performance. And you know that song Princess of China with Coldplay and Rihanna?
Yes, yes.
They performed that together, which was really,
really?
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Chris Martin just walked out on stage, had his guitar, and they both just stood there and sang it. It was great. And then Coldplay went on and played Paradise, and it was amazing.
Oh, Paradise is a great song. I
love it. Love that. I'm going to play it in the background just because.
Why don't you do that?
I'm going to get some Coldplay in the background right now.
Go ahead and do it.
I had some Foster the People, but now we're going to get some Coldplay because we appreciate good music on Loose Lips. We appreciate some good music. All right, here we go. Coldplay, Paradise. And of course, you know, the talk of the night was Adele.
She swept, didn't she?
Oh, she swept. Let's see. She won 6 Grammys. She was nominated for 6 and won 6, including the big 3, Song, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year. Her song that she won was Rolling in the Deep. So, and it was a huge performance because, you know, it was her comeback from her surgery that she had, her throat surgery. So it was her big comeback. It was gorgeous. She has the most gorgeous voice. And look how much weight she's lost. She looks fabulous.
She looks fabulous. I like that that she's very real. It's not, you know, the auto-tune like Kesha or anything. It's rich. And I think you mentioned it's almost like soul.
It's soul. It's like a little jazzy almost in there too. And I love how she literally can give 2 fudges about what people think about her. Because she's been getting, you know, she has lost weight. She's lost weight. And I'm sure it's because, you know, of all the criticism. But at the same time, she says, you know, I'm happy with my weight. I'm at a healthy weight. And I follow her on Twitter. and she posted a picture of her In-N-Out burger, and she said,
"What's she eating at In-N-Out?"
A double really, double?
Yeah.
And nice. she was like, "How about this for weight loss?"
Nice. That's solid.
Oh, she's I love her. I love her. I think she's a very down to earth person. I think that's a perfect word.
What's even cooler is that, you know, she was born in Tottenham in northern London.
Oh, cool.
The fact that she's eating In-N-Out and she's from London.
I think she's a boss.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, she's a boss. I actually started listening to her freshman year of high school.
Really?
With her song Chasing Pavements. No one's heard about it. It was her first song that really, you know, kind of got her out there.
Right, right.
And I was like, "Mom," because you know how MTV does their, like, 2 in the morning, they play music videos?
Yeah.
So I was just randomly up one night, and it came up on it.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, it wasn't a huge, you know, song, and it came up on that, and I was like, "Oh, this is a really good song." I was like, "Who's Adele?"
Did you know who it was?
I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
So.
She's been through a lot, apparently. I mean, she was born back in 1988 to a single teen mother.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is a girl who obviously, and I think that's one of the biggest things about artists. If they go through something traumatic.
They're so much better.
Their songs are better. Like, this was a joke a long time ago. Back when Sheryl Crow and Lance Armstrong were going out. Back when she was having a lot of issues, she was making pretty good music.
Oh, yeah.
And then her and Lance were fine. Lance was winning like crazy. And then as soon as they broke up, the big joke around was, okay, this is going to be great music coming up next because, you know, you got artists going through. I mean, we'll look at Taylor Swift.
It's like Taylor Swift. Exactly. She gets broken up with and a new album comes out.
Listening to her makes it seem like she has the worst life ever.
She makes it seem like
it's depressing.
She's been dumped like once every week.
Every time it's been the love of her life.
Oh yeah. Every time it was her teenage sweetheart. but the thing is, it's kind of sad because every single girl can relate to one of Taylor Swift's songs. I know mine.
What is yours?
It's called Back to December.
Okay. What is it about?
It's just about this guy that she dumped and then she, you know, was thinking about him a lot, and she came back, and she was like, "I'm sorry for that night in December." Oh God, it's such a good song. And I know my friend. Well, I know my roommate. Hers is "Dear John."
Was that made prior to the?
It was made after.
After the movie.
It was made after, but so she did that, and we're gonna play some more Coldplay.
Okay,
just keep going. But I feel like, because with Adele, she has been through a lot in the past couple months, right? You know, her throat thing, she got broken up with. She had a lot of issues, but now she's happy. She has a new boyfriend.
Nice.
So what's going on with her music, you know? Now that she's happy, what's going to happen? I hope a new album comes out.
Well, maybe it's even better and you can really hear the joy and you can...
You know how
you go through the dark years and then
that
reopening of enlightenment, I guess. I don't know. I'm just kind of talking through my mouth right now.
No, yeah. I hope that she comes out with some happy music. But, you know, all of us love the sad music. All of us love something to cry to.
I think that you're speaking for girls at that point, right?
I don't know, Hunter. I've seen you cry before. Oh, okay. So.
It was when I was listening to Adele. Someone Like You.
Have you heard her song Turning Tables?
I have.
Oh,
I have.
Tearjerker. Gotta listen to it. So, okay, Grammys. So, 2 days, a day, 2 days before, you know, Whitney Houston died. That was the reason Whitney Houston was there to attend the Grammys.
And rest
she was supposed
in
to,
peace.
She
rest
was supposed to perform at a
was
pre-party.
She really?
She was supposed to perform at a pre-party. Wow. So, that's why she was at the Beverly Hilton. But I really respect the fact that the Grammys went through so much so quickly to give a tribute to her. Because LL Cool J came out. He was, you know, the host. He came out. He said, "We've had a death in the family." And he offered a prayer for a woman we loved, for a fallen sister. And it was really nice. It was really nice. And so, you know, a bunch of the stars, you know, if you look at the red carpet, a bunch of the stars were wearing black. Lady Gaga was, you know, in her eccentric black. She had a cane. It was a little weird. But so I loved Jennifer Hudson. She did a tribute. Of course, you know, she did the song I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
I think that's, if you don't know any other Whitney Houston song, that's the one you do know.
Oh, God, I was listening to it today and it was just, ugh.
Were you crying?
I wasn't crying because I was at work, but I probably...
You probably would have if nobody was around.
I probably would have.
Hey, fair enough.
But it was so emotional, too, because in the last couple seconds of the song, Jennifer Hudson's voice kind of cracked.
And
you could see it in her face, yeah. And she kind of turned her face away. And it was hard to watch, especially since it was so recent.
But that's what puts together, I think, a great performance, one of those memorable performances. You know, it's sad to say that a cracked voice and her almost crying did it, but...
It was a great performance. You know,
it was from the heart.
Oh yeah, it was definitely from the heart. But and then Foster the People performed with Maroon 5 and the Beach Boys.
I missed it.
They all performed Maroon 5, Foster the People, and the Beach Boys
in a row.
Yeah, well, it was Maroon 5. Well, they all sang Beach Boys songs, so it was Maroon 5, and then Foster the People, and then the Beach Boys performed, and then Adam Levine, and, you know, Foster the People, they came on and, you know, performed with them. Oh, it was great. It was great.
I got to find that on YouTube.
You have to. It was a great performance.
I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah, and then at the end, Paul McCartney came out.
McCartney came out with the Grammys?
Oh, yeah. He did the last song. Bruce Springsteen was up there with him. Oh, just the great ones.
Wow.
The real music was at the end.
The real music.
The real music. I was listening to it, and I was like, God, this is great. And then, you know, douchebag Chris Brown won his Grammy.
Did he really? I heard a lot of people didn't like that.
No. And the thing that irritates me is that, you know, people are hating on him for it. Of course, you're going to get hate. I mean, you're Chris Brown. You beat Rihanna. And people are hating on him for it. And he's writing all this smack back to, you know, on his Twitter about, oh, all these haters. Who's the one with the Grammy? It's just like, come on.
That reminds me of the LeBron James when after he lost the finals. And he said, everyone can hate. But they wake up the next morning.
And you're still the same.
You still have. Yeah.
Woo, I mean,
when celebrities go to that level and try to use that to where they're on that pedestal, that really bothers me. Because at the end of the day, Chris Brown could probably think that he didn't do anything wrong after he beat the crap out of Rihanna.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can never get away. Yeah, I mean, you're never going to get away from that.
You're always going to be the woman beater.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
And, you know, you could have your Grammys. That's fine. I would rather trade a Grammy for being known as somebody that disrespects and beats women.
Exactly. God, he is such a douchebag.
And it's too bad because he's a talented person.
He's just such a jerk. Ugh. And you know, there's all these rumors that Rihanna and Chris Brown are getting back together. Rihanna, if your dumbass gets back with Chris Brown,
no, don't do it. Don't do it.
You are too pretty for him. I think she is so pretty. She's got that little, you know, tropical.
Well, she's from the tropical place.
Well, exactly. I'm just saying.
She's from Panama or something.
She's from like.
Or Morocco. She's from an island somewhere.
Yeah,
Let's find out where she's from.
Figure it out. Okay, so that's our little Grammy spiel. I have some other news. I have some actually like kind of sports news. I mean, it's not really sports, but it has to do with, you know, sport drama.
I looked it up for you and Rihanna. Yes, she's from Barbados, and she's known as Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Ooh,
her name is really Robin.
And her middle name's Rihanna.
Her middle name's Rihanna. That's actually a pretty cool middle name.
That's a really cool middle name. So wait, first of all, did you watch the Knicks game last night?
Unbelievable,
Jeremy
Linning.
Linning.
Oh,
my goodness. He's a beast. But the thing is, that guy didn't even have his hand in his face.
And I know, and you, out of anybody, can appreciate this because you're such a big basketball fan. The fact that they were down, I think they were down, what, 15
in
the third?
They went on a 13-2 run or something.
Yeah, and I looked at the score and I thought, it was the first time. Mm-hmm. First time, and I don't want to get too much into my sports spiel, but it was the first time I ever thought Toronto and New York was must-see basketball television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've never wanted to watch a Knicks... Like, what? I've never even wanted to watch the Raptors. You know,
there's no reason to. They're in Toronto.
Yeah, they're awful. But just dribbled up... What was it? 0.3? 0.5?
0.5.
0.5. Dribbled up, just slammed it in his face. And the fact that he... I know. I'm sure you know about this. You know how he lived on his brother's couch.
I think he still is.
He's actually living Trump Towers now.
No, oh, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean,
did Trump bring him in? Did he say, "You sir"?
Probably.
Have my penthouse.
But, and he did play on the Warriors before. But of course, the Warriors give away everything that's good.
Well, the guy's a local guy. Went to Palo Alto High School.
Yeah.
Brian Sanchez worked out with him. Worked in the same gym. Like worked out in the same gym with him.
Well, you know, he's a D-lister to A-lister. It's exactly what he is. But you know who he reminds me of? That Asian guy from BYU Hawaii.
Oh, Ahi.
Yeah.
Ahi, the guy who drilled the three to kill the hopes of...
No. The other
that
one.
That guy?
Chang.
Oh, that guy was good too.
Oh, he's good. He is good. But okay, so you've heard about, you know, obviously, you know, Kobe and his wife divorced.
Yes.
There was a picture of them last night, Valentine's Day. She went to the game.
Really?
Last night, they were walking in the tunnel and they kissed each other in the tunnel. And there's a picture.
Cheek or lips?
Lips.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Which is good because maybe Kobe will start playing better. I mean, he's been, you know, he's
you're just thinking as a selfish Laker fan now.
I mean, he's obviously a beast, but yeah, so apparently they've reconciled. I don't know if that means they're going to be getting back together, maybe taking things slow.
That's a slippery slope.
But she was looking nice. Like she had this like plunged like red shirt on. Her boobs are all pushed up.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, of course.
Well, and she's got tons of money because she's married to Kobe Bryant or whatever they are. Also, Reggie Bush and Kim Kardashian.
No.
They're seeing each other.
No.
Yeah. She says they're just friends and taking it slow. Rebound much?
Wow, Reggie.
She's such a jersey chaser. I cannot stand her.
Reggie, come on, man.
Really, though.
Come on, bro. I mean, you were there before. You obviously know it's a rebound.
How can you
She's insane. Like,
she's got the most annoying voice I have ever heard. I could not take her. Oh, God. Her and her sisters. I like Chloe, but Courtney, woo. That girl's voice, if I had to listen to her talk for 20 minutes, I would go club a baby seal.
Oh.
Yes, it is that severe. That severe. So, you know, just those little rebound. I mean, the first one isn't rebounding. Kobe Bryant, the reconciliation. I guess Valentine's Day puts some people in the mood. So that's that little spiel about them. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break really quick so we can come back and talk about Whitney and some more gossip. But yeah, so stay tuned. This is Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu. I got to go. Once upon a time we fell apart. You're holding in your hands the two halves of my heart.
Once upon a time, we're burning bright.
That was Princess of China by Coldplay and Rihanna. That's what they performed on the Grammys. It was really good.
It's not a bad song. Not a bad song.
But it was more like acoustic version. I'm
a sucker for acoustic versions.
I love acoustic. Acoustic's the bomb. All right. So we're just going to go through this little gossip really quick. Lil Wayne proposed to his girlfriend last night.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I saw it on Twitter. He said that she said yes, but then today he said, oh, you guys are all freaking out. She said yes to be my Valentine. I'll confirm it for you now.
No, because I read about it today and it said that he put a ring in her dessert and then he screamed out at the top of his lungs at the restaurant. She said yes.
All right, we'll confirm that.
Denies engagement?
Ah, see? Denies.
Oh, my God. What a little prick.
Told you. She just said yes to being my Valentine.
Aw. Who is she? What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere.
She's a mystery. She's a mystery girl.
I meant she said yes to being my Valentine. Ha ha ha. Y'all crazy. You're crazy. I mean, when you put a ring in a girl's dessert and you said she said yes, what do you think everyone's going to think? Stupid. Ew, I'm pissed. I wanted Lil Wayne to be wifed up. Whatever. So Lil Wayne is a little biatch. Okay. Blake Lively from Gossip Girl, hottie, you know, was dating Leonardo DiCaprio. No big deal. Gets a restraining order against a crazed fan who has been stalking her on the Gossip Girl set. He's been, you know, following around saying that she is his boyfriend. And whenever he sees her, he'll see her from a distance and he'll yell at her and he'll say, "You're the only one that can heal me."
That's borderline creepy. It's crazy.
It's really weird. And so she got a restraining order against him.
That must be such a pain in the butt
to get a restraining order.
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point where it's like, wow, you really need to leave me alone.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I feel bad for some celebrities that have to get restraining orders. Like Madonna recently. She had, you know, this whole issue with this guy who was stalking her and I'm going to put some fix you in the back. This guy was stalking her and he was in a mental hospital and he escaped. Like, that's scary. That's scary to know that a guy that was in a mental hospital for having a violent past and who was also already gone to jail for stalking you.
How did you escape from a mental institution?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like the people that are there.
He went all Jack Nicholson and did the whole.
The Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah.
Got Chief to help him out?
Exactly. Got Chief. That was such a good movie when Chief talks at the end. I was like, what?
Did you ever read the book?
I did.
Did you actually? That's one of the books that I actually read in high school. It was awesome.
Oh, it was great. It was better than the movie.
Movie's completely different.
Yeah. Most books are better than the movie. So, yeah. She got her little restraining order. Rumor Willis, Bruce Willis's and Demi Moore's child, her house is broken into and she lost $10,000 worth of goods. And we still have yet to hear about Demi Moore, where she is. Guessing she's in rehab right now.
Nobody knows where she is. Demi's gone.
Well, after her whole little hospital incident, did you hear about that?
Well, I heard about that. I didn't know if, you know, she's still MIA.
No one's heard from her.
Of course not.
Yeah. So she's somewhere. Who knows? She's in wherever.
You think she's dead?
No, I don't think she's dead. I don't think she's dead. I think she's in rehab and trying to get her stuff together. I hope she does. And then, Ashton Kutcher posted something on Twitter today saying how, you know, when things start to get old, I like to move on quickly. Yeah.
Ouch.
He's just doing some low blows one after another. When Demi was in the hospital, he was at a Bruno Mars concert in Puerto Rico.
Can't fault him on that too much, though, can you?
His someone who he'd been with for 7 years.
But he's not like, he wasn't married to her at that point.
I know, but
I'll tell you, if I had a girlfriend for more than a year, And, you know, we end up breaking up, and like a week later, a couple weeks later, I find out that, you know, she's having some issues mentally to where the point where she's abusing prescription drugs, and she goes, you know, to rehab to get fixed up. I don't know if I'd be that quick to go help her out. Now, it'd be different if she got hit by a car that, you know, like she got in a car accident, she goes to the hospital for that. But
I mean, you care about that person. 8 years, you care about that person.
You care, but to a point where you're...
But you're deliberately hurting yourself with prescription drugs.
But
it's not just a girlfriend. It was a husband. It's a wife.
I realize that, but she's doing it to herself, though.
I know, but obviously there's something going wrong. I mean, obviously she's still really upset about it. You know, it's about the breakup. You know, she's upset about being cheated on. I think that the guy should give her a little attention because she's in the hospital. What if something were to happen?
But should he be there because he did cheat on her? Is that appropriate for him to go there?
I don't think it's appropriate for him to be partying the day after she gets checked into the hospital for passing out.
What does he do if he goes to the hospital and her parents are there? That's going to be an awkward conversation. I'm sorry, I don't care how much you care about being
in the public eye partying after someone that you've been with for 8 years.
I don't think he's trying to be in the public eye. He's not like he's...
It's not like he's calling
the paparazzi and say, hey, I'm going to be here at this time. Come take pictures of me.
But he knows that they're going to be there.
Well, obviously, and you can never get away from the paparazzi. So half of that isn't the...
He has plenty of time to party. If my husband of 8 years was in the hospital...
He wanted to go see a Bruno Mars concert.
The day after? Really? No. No. No.
He had tickets already, and you don't just give away tickets like that.
Since he can't afford to do that.
Hey, you know, just... I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it would be tough for you to go back to the hospital and face her friends and family, the people that... You know,
I don't think it would. I mean, he was such a big part of her life, or even going back in, you know, because rumor Willis is really close with Ashton Kutcher. It was like his daughter. Even going back and checking on, you know, his daughter, basically.
I'd feel somewhat uncomfortable if, you know, my ex or whatever was in the hospital for drugs and everything because of something that I had a correlation with.
I just think that gives it more of a reason for him to, you know, make sure she's okay.
You can make sure she's okay, but you don't necessarily always have... I mean, she's going to be in the hospital for a while.
Just the night after... I mean, at least wait.
He's
like
in Puerto Rico. It takes a full day to get back if you're in Puerto Rico. What's he supposed to do? Jump on a plane and get there at, you know, four?
Yes. If he was the guy that I thought he was, yes.
Then obviously he's not the guy that you thought
he was. Obviously not, because he cheated on her. So, cheaters, no. I don't like that. All right. So, I won that conversation, by the way.
Fine, go ahead. You can take it's your show. If you want to win, I mean, I know if I try to argue with you, I'm not going to win. I could have the best points in the world, and I still won't win.
Exactly. Good. I'm glad you recognize that.
Oh, no. I completely understand. Don't even worry about that.
Lindsay Lohan, since she's so broke.
That's the funniest joke I've heard all day.
She didn't pay for her taxes. Her federal income taxes. You want to know how much they are?
Can you give me a guess?
Give me a guess. How much do you
think she didn't pay for? Can you give me a number to go over under? Can we play over under on this one?
Over 50K.
50 grand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say under.
No.
It's over.
It's over.
75?
Up.
Up. Up. Still up.
Up.
Are we in triple digits?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. 120.
Up.
130?
Up.
135.
Up.
145.
Yes.
Holy hell.
She didn't pay $145,000.
How do you just not pay that?
Because she's Lindsay Lohan and she does whatever the hell she wants.
But, like, don't you have people to pay that for you? I mean, come on.
That girl. that girl.
It's not like she's spending money. She's getting picked up for shoplifting. She's not spending it. Now we know why, because she can't afford it.
She acts like she has no... That girl. That's all I have to say. $145,000, didn't pay for it. That's the end of that conversation. All right, we're going to go on to Whitney Houston.
Back to Whitney.
I'm going to talk about all of the Whitney stuff, because there's a lot. Okay, so I'm just going to... I kind of have some bullet points. The LAPD are obviously doing lots of investigations on the reason of her death, and, you know... It's pretty obvious that the reason were drugs. They believe that it was the combo of alcohol and Xanax. So they think she had a heart attack. She was in the bathtub when she died. She had been drinking the night before. Her last meal, she had a hamburger and fries for her meal.
Was it an In-N-Out burger?
No, it was just a Beverly Hilton, you know,
damn
service, food service, whatever. So she had her burger, her fries, and she was, you know, drinking a Heineken, and there was wine there too. But I guess she got pretty drunk the night before. Her aunt Mary was in the room with her. She said, okay, you know, start getting ready for the party that she was going to perform at. And she said, I'm going to go, you know, wherever she went, she was going out to get something. She was gone for 30 minutes. I guess Whitney Houston, she laid out her dress, got in the bath, and died in the bathtub. And
she was supposed to perform that night, though, that she died.
Yes.
That's kind of creepy. It's eerie.
It's sad. It's really...
It's very sad.
And then, you know, the aunt came in and knocked on the door, and she didn't answer, so she went in, and she was submerged under the water. And, you know, the aunt pulled her out, tried to... you know, reviver, and she's already dead. And I got, you know, she had, well, there was a picture that came out that TMZ posted, a picture of the bathtub after she had died, and in it was like a gravy pan, and there was a towel. The gravy pan, which is, this is actually a really good idea, she puts olive oil in her bath to keep her skin smooth.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So that was in the bathtub. And then her towel that she had wrapped on her hair was in the bathtub at the bottom. It was really kind of creepy to look at the pictures.
Siri.
It was a little creepy. But LAPD say that none of the doctors, you know, like Michael Jackson's doctor, nothing like that, where there was illegal prescriptions happening, you know. There were no problems with, there it is. There were no problems with any doctors giving her or doing any illegal things. All of this I'm about to talk about. She will be buried this Saturday at the Fairview Cemetery in Westfield, New Jersey, where she was raised. Next to her father, John Russell Houston Jr., who died in 2003.
Wow.
So they already have a spot next to his grave. That's where she said she wanted to be buried. You want to know something really creepy about this whole thing? She actually predicted that she had a premonition almost about her death. Days before her death, she told friends that she really wanted to see Jesus, and also saying that she felt the end was near for her.
She said this prior to, like...
a couple days before.
Couple days?
Yep.
To me, that's always the most interesting part. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's been a lot of stories where that's kind of happened, where you think to yourself, like, you have that weird feeling. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, obviously I've never had it, but where you have an idea that, you know, maybe I better start tying up loose ends. And
oh yeah, so she said, you know, all of her friends were saying in her last couple days she was a very spiritual woman. You know, she was speaking about Jesus a lot, quoting the Bible and singing lots of hymns. So she definitely had an idea of what
Do you think that might been make this almost like a suicide?
That's what I'm thinking, but. You know, I don't want to think that, because it's such a horrible thing.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's a little too, what's the word? A coincidence. It's a very big coincidence.
It's a very creepy coincidence.
Yeah, that a couple days before she was saying that she felt the end was near. But she, the LA County coroner's office said, you know, issued her official death certificate. They did the autopsy on Sunday, didn't find anything, but they're doing the toxicology report, which should be back 4 to 6 weeks. So we'll find out, you know, what killed her. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, she drowned. But I find that very unlikely. You know, I just think with her past, you know, with everything with Bobby Brown and how big of a bad influence he was, all the problems that she had, how skinny she got at one point. I watched this interview between her and Diane Sawyer, and Diane Sawyer was like, well, what are all these rumors about you smoking crack? And Whitney Houston, you know, ooh, she was mad.
She got upset. You would get upset, though.
And she was like, first of all, she's like, I would never smoke crack. She's like, I'm too rich to smoke crack. Which is true, you know? And she's like, crack is whack. That's what she said.
Well, crack also kills you.
Yep. So does prescription pills and alcohol.
So you got 2011 was Winehouse. 2012 is Houston. Who's going to die in...
And what was it, 2009 was Michael Jackson?
Was it 2009? Was it that far away? Or that long ago? Or that close? I mean, they're dropping like flies.
They really are. It's sad.
It really is.
It's becoming a problem more and more every day.
And it seems like what it is, it's the music industry, it's expected because it's been part of the culture for so long. Mm-hmm. And I think that culture is finally catching up.
It's just sad that that legends, you know, they're legends. Michael Jackson, Amy Winehouse, not so much a legend, but
a great talent, nonetheless.
Great talent, 27. You know, it's such a sad thing to see someone that young.
It's like the Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison,
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, it's just it's a horrible thing to see. What was I going to say?
How creepy is it that Charlie Sheen's still alive through all this?
I actually saw something about that where it was like Michael Jackson, Amy Winehouse, Whitney Houston, but Charlie Sheen is still here. You know,
it's the tiger blood.
He's winning. He's winning every day.
He's like Lynn. What? Linning and winning.
Oh.
They go together.
Linning and winning. I was listening to, I think it was Good Morning America. Celine Dion called in. Celine Dion called in and was talking about, you know, how horrible it was that, you know, Whitney Houston died. And she was saying that she just flat out said it. You know, she was like, it was the drugs. She doesn't need.
Well,
no,
yeah.
She doesn't need no toxicology report to confirm the fact that it was drugs. And, you know, and Celine Dion was like, you know, that's the reason why I don't party. She's like, because the music industry, she said the industry will get you. She's like, that's why I don't go out.
Well, she has an absolute point. I mean, that's completely true. I completely agree with her.
But it's so true about her as well, because you never hear anything about her besides how great of a talent she is.
I'm sure in her heyday, though, there was...
I'm sure, you know, she's partied, but, you know, she
at a certain point, you grow up and you realize that your life is more valuable than the culture, and you have to get yourself out of that.
Well, and, you know, Whitney Houston had a child. It's sad.
Yeah. I'm not trying to say it's not sad at all.
It's sad to see. It's horrible. But Bobby Brown was actually told by Whitney Houston's family that he was unwanted at the funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sure he's feeling pretty crappy right now, considering that he hasn't gotten to see his daughter yet since Whitney Houston died.
Well, he broke down during his, he was singing.
Yeah.
The day, I think it was the day of or the day after that happened.
And
he started crying during the song.
Yep. It's sad. You know, they loved each other, but it's almost like the We Found Love video. I feel like they loved each other, but they were using each other for the resources that they had.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good analogy. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, well, I just thought of it in my head.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Nice job.
But she died in room 434 in the Beverly Hilton, and the manager said in the next couple days they're going to start letting people back into the room, and apparently thousands of people are requesting to go stay in the
room.
That's
ridiculous.
For, you know, extra money.
I don't like that. That's pretty ridiculous. That's borderline stupid. It is stupid.
I don't think if I, you know, ran
I'd freak out.
I would be scared. I wouldn't want to stay in a room that someone died in.
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
But if I was in charge of that hotel, I feel like I would just close the room. I would just never let anybody else go in there. I just feel like that would be a respectful thing instead of a bunch of people being tourist and going into the room that Whitney Houston died in. You know, it's I feel like it's almost disrespectful to her.
I don't know if I completely disagree or agree with that, but I mean, you have a point and I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. So her funeral will take place this Saturday in the church in New Jersey where she was raised and attended and, you know, sang. That's where she started all of her singing. So it'll be a very small funeral. And also in the city where she was, you know, born and raised, they wanted to have like a tribute to her, like thousands of people get together and have a tribute. But the family was like, no, we don't want that.
You can't blame them. It's their decision. So you kind of got to respect it. A lot of fans would like to see the tribute, but you got to respect it.
You know, I feel like in a way they're kind of not embarrassed, but they don't really want to publicize, I mean, the way that she died.
Glorify it.
Yeah, because obviously it wasn't a peaceful way to go. You know, it wasn't a natural way. So
understandable.
But I've been listening to Whitney Houston all day. I think it is a great loss. I feel like it's as big as a loss as Michael Jackson. I feel like they're just amazing talents that we won't see for a really long time.
I would agree with you as far as they're great talents that we won't see for a long time.
You think that Michael Jackson was more?
I think Michael Jackson might have been personally to me a little more influential, just because I kind of grew up listening to him. My mom was a big fan, but at the same time, I'm also very, you know, I don't. It would be different if the later, you know, accusations and surrounding stuff hadn't happened and he was still performing and still performing at a high level. I mean, what happened to him later on in his career, as well as Whitney Houston, as far as, you know, the sex abuse scandal and drugs and all that stuff, to me, that muddles everything else a little bit. And it kind of, to me, it makes the deaths maybe a little more irrelevant than anything, but I can still appreciate the music. I just would have liked to see, you know, you don't want to see them die, but I would have, if they had to go, I would have liked to see them more at the top of the peak rather than on the decline or almost, you know, isolated from society.
Well, in 2003, Whitney Houston was saying how she didn't enjoy singing anymore. She said in the interview with Diane Sawyer, she said, I want to be retired. She's like, I don't want to sing anymore. It's not fun to me. It's sad because, you know, it was such a great talent that was lost. But so that is our show. Woo! Thanks for listening. Thank you, Hunter, of course, for coming on.
Absolutely, not a problem.
I love talking with you. We make such a good pair on the air. Pair on the air, holla. Okay, so next Wednesday. Of course. Oh, is this Coldplay playing on our radio
station? Yes, we've got Coldplay on Penguin Radio right here.
Wow. What a coincidence. I was just playing that. That's so random. Okay, so next Wednesday, 9 to 10, this is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. Bye.